Welcome to the ministry of Reverend David Edigenfi. Reverend David is the founder and president of Kingdom Mystery Center Worldwide. He is an end-time apostle mandated to raise matured sons of God who will explicitly manifest their identity in Christ. Reverend David has a dynamic music ministry and is the author of Dangers of Wrong Marriage. His strong passion for soul winning has spurred Jesus for All Missions, an evangelistic crusade ministry. Now listen to Reverend David Edigenfi.
So Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this moment. We want to thank you for this time, Holy Spirit. We appreciate you, Lord. We give you glory and all praise and honor. We thank you for your love for our lives, oh Lord. As we gather here this night, we gather to worship you. We gather to praise and adore you. We gather that we may be empowered by you because you are the source of life. You are the one that gives us life and vitality to be able to do, to be able to act, to be able to move. For it is in you we move and live and have our very being. Whatever we boast of for God, we can never boast of it without being declaring that you are the source. We thank you, Lord, for tonight. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for this time, oh God. And we pray for your anointing to be upon us, oh God, as we share the word. We are gathered here, Lord, to be taught from your word. And we pray that the wisdoms that comes from your word shall be released upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. That we may walk worthy, O God, of your calling. That we may walk worthy of your calling. That we may walk worthy of your calling. Consistently according to righteousness. Perfecting holiness in faith. In the name of Jesus Christ. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Can you put your hands together and appreciate Jesus? Hallelujah. Can we take our seats? And let's do this in a very short while. Let's do this. I want to talk to you about relating wisely with money. Relating wisely with money. You have to understand this message because it is so important. Very, very important. You know, it is very easy to go to church and hear pastors prophesying, you are going to be a millionaire, you are going to be rich, you are going to be that. But you see, if you don't know how to relate with money, you'll be very surprised that what is meant to be a blessing to you will be a curse. It will be the reason why you will lose your soul. For some months now, we've been talking about the lust of the soul, losing your soul. One of the wonderful topics that is doing mighty things in our lives. Those of you who have not been here for that series, please do well and get the messages. It will save you, it will deliver you, and it will help you. One of the things that wound our soul, okay, one of the things that wound our soul is to wrongly relate with money. Anytime you relate with money wrongly, it can wound your soul. You can lose your soul. Hallelujah. Jesus came, and whilst he was preaching, one of the things he preached about was about money. And I was surprised that among the many sensitive topics that Jesus was talking about, he added money. Jesus spoke about prayer in Matthew chapter 6. Jesus spoke about prayer. He spoke about fasting. He spoke about giving. These are the pillars, okay? These are the pillars of your faith, like the things you have to really hook on to. He spoke about, and then he spoke about money. But the way he spoke about money, he spoke about it for us to have a wisdom to relate with money. Money is a very serious thing. That can change your life forever. It can change your attitude. Money can make you become what you have never ever dreamt to see yourself become. Lack of money also can cause you to become some way. There are people who win love purely just because they have money. They will love. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I watched a prank, and there was this nice lady that a guy met. The guy was in shorts and some casual slippers, and he met this girl and told the girl how much he likes the girl. And the girl was like, "Are you my size? Are you my type? Are you thinking?" Blah, 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 telling her all the grammar that she has in her coconut. Many a times, all those girls, they have empty things in their coconut. They don't have much things in their coconut. They were telling her, blah, 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 blah. So the guy was like, "Oh, it's just a proposal. At least I've seen something nice. I'm admiring it. And I'm telling you, I wish to have you. You wish to have you. You wish to have your mother." And he started, hey. The woman was telling the guy many, many things. So the guy turned and was going. Not knowing the guy had packed his 4x4. And so he said, "I'm sorry, please." And then went and opened the car. So, and tried to put in something there. And the guy was going and decided to look back. If you are looking for somebody this hot afternoon, me. Then she saw that the guy was really. Then the girl went back. Wow. It's not a shock. It's not a shock. Some things can change your life. In fact, it can change your feeling. Some people feel they don't like you, but when they see that thing with you, they will like you. They will like you. So lack of that thing, it has a way, it makes you not have friends. The Bible says that a rich man has plenty friends. It is in the Bible. See, a rich man has what? Plenty friends. Some people that they don't know from Adam said, "Oh, it's my uncle. Oh, it is my so-and-so. Oh, I know him. We are from the same area. Oh, I was even in his house." Meanwhile, you were just standing at the gate and showing somebody that this is the man's house. You say, "Oh, well, maybe the fee any, I'm a fee any." Meanwhile, you are staying at Old Town and you're staying at. I mean, a rich man has plenty friends. Hallelujah. Plenty friends. Today I was looking into my pictures and I saw myself and our honorable minister of health, standing under the tree, and we took a picture. We were just talking. I was looking and said, "Hey, I didn't know that my friend Agwese Akwa would become a minister." So right now, I'm a friend of a minister. Wow. It's a shock. A rich man has played. If he was a bad man, I would not let anybody know that I know him. Oh, you don't know that one? Yes, a rich man has plenty of friends. So money has a way it can alter people's attitude towards you and even your attitude towards people. Money can let you have another way of feeling, how you will feel towards people and how people will also feel towards you. It is only money that does not let a young man look young. You see, it is only money that lets a 60-year-old woman call a 28-year-old boy da. Dan Bajota say, it is only money. You're getting what I'm trying to say. It is only money. Yeah. It is only money. I said it is only money. It can change your status. I don't know whether it can add an age to your age, but it makes people see you all of a sudden that you are grown. You're a big man. Big boys. The big boys in town. Hallelujah. It's only money. Yeah. There are some people, okay, there are some police officers who, they used to, whenever I'm driving, they're smoking, they will stop me. The day I moved my 4x4 and I was on the street, when they stopped me, "Oh, yes, sir, man of God, oh, yes, sir." I say, money can change your status, lah. Money can change your status. You don't know, may you have it. Pastor, I want to have a feel of it. May you have it. But you see, before you have money, okay, I have to teach you the wisdom to relate with money. Because this same thing can make you a very bad person. Money can make you a very bad person. Because there are certain wisdoms that if you don't engage them, it will only come and destroy you. Hallelujah. Yeah, it will only come and destroy you. It can make you look very wicked. Money can make you look very wicked. When somebody is poor, he seems to have wisdom of treating how to treat humanity. Amen. So it can make you look wicked, though. It can make you look wicked. Meanwhile, if you don't have, and when you die, but if you're poor man, nobody cares. Like you are free man.
I'm a free man.
One of the people, one of the pastors who would love to have money. Okay, I will be very happy to have plenty money is me. I know my church members also like to have money. If you are one of them, say, yeah. Yeah. That is how rich people respond. Oh, yes. And you will have more. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Having money is not a sin. Having money is not evil. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Having money is not a sin. Having money is not evil. But you see, the Bible talks about the love of money. Okay? The love of money. Money is not to be loved. That is one wisdom. Wisdom number one. Human beings. There are people who will love to use human sacrifice to have money. That is the love of money. The love of people makes you sacrifice other things to see the well-being of people. But the love of money will make you sacrifice people for the possession of money. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So the Bible says that, for the love of money is the root of all evil. And I'm going to read that one to you from First Timothy chapter 6, the verse number 8. First Timothy chapter 6, the verse number 8. And I'm going to show you something there. Having food and clothing, with this ye shall be content. Ye shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare. Those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare. And into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Are you following? Then he said, for the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Then he advised. He said, but you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness and godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. For the love of money is the root of all evil. So to the wisdom to relate with money is number one to make sure you don't love money. There is nothing wrong liking money, but there is everything wrong loving money. Hallelujah. You do everything, sacrifice everything to have what you love, but you don't kill yourself after what you like.
If you get it, okay, so this and this, which one? Oh, I like this. You like this. But what you love, you don't wait for somebody to tell you this and this, what do you like? Do you understand what I'm saying? It is for love that will let people, a nice lady who doesn't, you look like he doesn't even shit. You see what I'm saying? Well, ladies, when you see them, you feel they have never shit in their life before. Oh, you don't agree? All the things ladies don't like us to talk about is the things I'm talking about. They don't like, there are certain, you can talk about every part of a lady, but they don't like you to go to some place. They don't like it. You don't agree? You see, they are not talking. Every lady is quiet. They don't like it. I know they don't like it. You feel that this love can make such a lady jump a window like Jack Chan in the night and arrive behind a wall and run to the one whom her heart loves. The love of person. Okay? The same way, the love of money is what makes people pull gun and jump through the window and come to you. Give me what you have. The love of money can make you do anything. The love of money can make you to disrespect humanity. The love of money can make you do anything, any silly thing just to have money. Because what you see, what you feel gives you honor and respect is money. Okay? So they believe that everything can go. If I get it, whoever does not respect me will begin to respect me. And that's how they define their respect. But they don't know that it is just fanful respect. It is just fanful respect. It's the truth I'm telling you. It's the truth I'm telling you. Anybody who has money that and humanity is not enjoying, I mean benefiting from the money. Every respect you have is a fanful respect. Nobody is honoring you. They just look at it. You are having plenty of money. A bridge in your area is broken down. What is your use? You are a fool. I'm telling you, you know you're a fool. Do you know why you're a fool? You're a fool because when you die, all the things that you've struggled for, you will never take one and take it along. Money has current. And there is a way you have to swim to get to destination whilst you are flowing in money. There are people who have money and the money is carrying them. The current of the money is carrying them and they are going. Their destination is here, but it has passed. It is taking them somewhere. They are becoming useless people, wicked, corrupt leaders, stealing country money, stealing church money, stealing. They are going. They are going. There is a wisdom in relating with what? Money. So the Bible says that the wisdom number one is that you should not love money. You should not love it. And I'm going to show you. The Bible said it. He said, people have done this. Look at this. Verse 10. He said, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of what? Of evil. It's a root of all kinds of evil. Then he says, some people eager for money have wandered from the faith. Wandered. So the faith is here. Because they are looking for money, they are forgotten that there is a certain wisdom they must engage. And the current is carrying them. They are going. They don't come to church. You don't see them. They are Sunday, they are working. They are going here. Board meeting. They are doing this. They are doing this. Yesterday, I asked a church member, why didn't you come to church? Pastor, I don't want to lie to you. In fact, when I got Sunday, church leader, he said, I was washing my clothes. I said, hey. I looked at him. I didn't talk. And I moved my car. I didn't say anything. Meanwhile, it was like 7 o'clock in the morning. He was at the business center. We're being a shop for your business. It's like, hey, the love of money. Love of money. Some pastor will say, Pastor, it is time for service. The God that gives you life, breath. You see, it is a great dishonor to the integrity of God and to the person of God and to the grace of God that having empowered you because of money, you snub him. And for you, the Bible says that, remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to make wealth. Is that not what the Bible says? So the money you are making, it is God that gives you power. It is not that the money itself is not evil, but the way you love it is what is taking you away. You get what I'm trying to say? The way you love it. The way you love it. So about 3 days ago or something, I had some last quest on my phone. And I decided I'm going to sow this thing. It was just some thousands of cedis. Then I sowed everything into another man of God's life. Then I was sitting there. I didn't tell my wife. After that, I've not told my wife anything. She didn't know anything. Yesterday, me too, I was there. And then some triple of what I sowed also came. I said, that's right. Back to back. That's that. That's how we do it. There is a way to deal with money. Me, my heart, me, I don't love money. I don't like it when I need money to do something and it is not there. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But my heart is not bound. If I love money, if I should love money, like every message you have, we will sell it, we will do whatever. Chairman, make just a measure. Meta man catch if you say must sell come. Missy, you see, in your mingo slow hand, you say, for 200 gun and a bedja dewey, wear a mantle of whatever. Could she sell clone for? There is nothing like that. Don't mind them. There is nothing like that. That Jesus, yes, Moja, yes, Unimusu. What is the meaning of that? Who taught you that? The love of money has changed true pastors into fake pastors. Love of money. It can make you do a lot of things, though. You see, love of money is not good. It is the brother of the love of money, the spirit that makes you love money. It is, the brother is poverty. Poverty can also make you become some way. You don't have to love money. I like money for what money does. Yes, I like money for what money does. As you are coming to church, if you had cars and you were driving, you were coming to church, and is it not nice? Is it not nice? Yeah, it's nice that you are not late. You have a car. Shoo, you are here. Pyong, you are coming to church. You have a what do you call it? A BMW, a Mercedes Benz. Oh yeah, quata Toyota Bison. Now would they buy no pesos bear 3B? Ask them, Charlie, can I take you to church? Can you go with me to church? We have a nice teaching service. Ah, is it not beautiful? Is it not beautiful? Ah, I was so happy. Yesterday, I was just here and the Lord touched my heart that somebody there has not eaten. I took some small money, I gave to the person. The person was so excited. Then tears were coming from my eyes. That money is not money. It's not money, any much money to me. And when I gave it to him, he was so excited. He had not eaten. He had to run to go and find food. I was like, wow. So you're just, all this while, you were just waiting for a miracle. Somebody's miracle is just 20 cedis. Miracle. Mimijinai, ubusami miracle. Hey. You like matter. You like yourself matter. You like yourself matter. You like yourself matter. You're asking me how much? You pa. But that 20, look, I sat in the car like for 4 to 5 hours. I was just sitting in the car and tears came from my eyes. I said, what? Then I said, Jesus, thank you that I heard your voice. Somebody will get ossa because you kept that 20 Ghana seed and die. And die. Yeah. That's what has happened. The love of money is a root. It's a root. It's a particular root of all kinds of what? Evil. Plenty kinds of evil. Love of money. There are many people who are fornicating because of money. For the love of it. They love money. They love money. Okay, what about if I give you a 2,000 Ghana cedi? Oh, the mama says, yo, okay, let's go. Which hotel is that? You're a fool. The love of money. Love of, you see, many girls are messing up, not because they don't have money, but because they love money. Did you hear what I'm saying? It's not because they don't have money, but it's because they love money. Unnecessary competition, biaba. Girls are challenging themselves. How much you have in your account? I should have some amount in my account. At least I have my own boutique. Ah, how can you think like this? Which of the things you have will you die and carry them along? Tell me. Which of them? You see, I have told myself anything that cannot go into the grave with me, I should never fight for it. This is my principle. I don't fight for it. I was able to release this whole land for this project because I know when I die, they will not bury me with this land. Yeah. Hey, what's this? Maybe I see the strategic say, hey, me the best stores. Ah! Somebody came to tell me, ah, you find your stores. I say, yes, stores. I saw this, a wedge can crab, baby, you'll be a beba. The best stores. The entire buyer is torn. When you will come for beba, the entire business. Sika, love of money can let you not serve God well. The love, I'm talking to you about what? The wisdom to relate with what? Money. Love of money can let you become some apache pastor you don't have to be. Because you wake up even quiet time, you can't do it. You can't do it. My wife is going to write her exam. I called her this dawn. I called her. Charlie, how are you? What's happening? I saw her post something on her status, and I called her. How are you? What's happening? So now, please, I'm having my quiet time. Can we talk later? I was like, yes, respected madam. Pew. You, Charlie, any business? What's up? Charlie, some guy called me, say some. Shanda. Oh, but also. Sheta, la, ba, la, ba, la, ba, no. Who's a business partner? Be fair. Shanda, ba, la, ba. Jesus, my job, bye.
Hello, what's up? The goods come. And they say the car will go 5 minutes time. Oh, Charlie. Like I replace one. Okay. Okay, you finish up. You make it come. Oh no, you are the camera.
Hey! Love of the love of money is the root of all disrespect to God. The love of money is the root of all dishonor and disloyalty. The love of money is the root of all evil, wickedness. One day when I was going to school, when I was in the university, I was going to school and I decided, I came around and I was passing through Swedro. It was a Sunday and I was standing in front of a kiosk and I was waiting for Cape Coast car. And there were some young guys behind the kiosk. They were talking. I was at Aguna Swedro. They were talking. They want to make money. They want to make money. And one guy, he said, Charlie, me, I have realized that since I came to this world, my mother has not done anything to me. I want to exchange her for money. Say, I want to use my mother. He said it. I was like, when am I trying to call her? I want to. Recently, didn't you hear about Aswa? That some small boy had gone to kill another boy for money. The love of money. This is what is ruling right now. All this Sakawa, all these things. It is the love of money. And it's in the church. Right now we have a church built. Why do we beautify, do many things so that some class and even some messages we preach from the pulpit is because church members don't want to give and pastor is forced. We need money. I need the pastor like money. Like money. So every preaching he has to fire it there. Yeah, the love of money. Satan can work you to the place. Oh. Satan can work you to the place. Satan can let you as a pastor to approach a huge task. And you realize that, Charlie, you don't have the money to carry on. And then you have been forced. One day, I went to preach in a church in Accra. I don't want to mention the name. It's a big church. And after I finished preaching, a big man of God, when I was preaching, a big man of God entered the church. A big man of God, I can't mention his name. One of the big churches in Ghana, the man of God entered the church. He's a prophet. He entered the church. When I saw him, my whole body became like, wow. And this man is the one, he prophesied to me some years ago, 1999, I remember. He prophesied to me in December. Yeah, I think so. December, yeah. When he entered, I became cholera, Charlie. So I waited, welcomed him, he sat down, and I continued my message. Preach, and just imagine preaching and such men of God were seated. Hey, it wasn't easy for me. But I fired. When I finished, no, they matched us and a big man of God, and they took us to a very nice VIP, Charlie, some VIP lodges there. When I got there, it was like I've come into a five-star hotel. In the same church, oh, we just went there back there, and the carpet that received us, the woolly, places they. Hey, money can do things, though. Entered, before I sat down, I saw a golden tray being pushed in front of me. Thank you, sir. Please, this is the hospitality department of London. Please, would you mind taking anything? We have this. Even my BP. So, we say we do excellent. Some people day. First floor, biscuits. This one, teas. This one. Say, which one do you mind? For me, say, give me green tea. And whilst we were chatting with a man of God, whilst we were chatting, Charlie, I felt like a useless pastor. I will not lie to you. The things they were talking about, I realized I don't have one topic on them. Telling me, see, some of them drove in some Land Cruiser. I said, see, this is current, this year, 2021 or 2020. I think the meeting was in 2020. Yeah. So this is just 2020. Just two people in my church bought it for me. I said, right, they want a better bicycle. Well, hammer me. Just two people. Just two people in my church, they bought this thing for me, and they were telling me, "Say, man of God, you have to push." And they were telling me, "Say, man of God, you see, you have the content." Say, when you preach, we could see that you have the content. I think you have to move to Accra, Charlie. Everything would. Hey, then I realized that Charlie, it's like I'm a joker. These people were talking. You know what I told myself? I told myself, these people, I will never go a day again, because in fact, they made me feel like you are a useless preacher, you're a useless pastor, like you are. Telling me, see, our temple, I traveled to China. I just took some 2 weeks, traveled to China. We went to buy every single thing. We customized many things. Our speakers, this, that, telling me. I was it's like, oh, that's beautiful. That's great. Then when I got to China, I met this businessman. Like, hey, I was expecting the prophet and me, like, we should be sharing revelation. But I'm telling you, what you were talking about was business. Say, hey, I was intimidated. May God bless you. So that one day you buy your pastor a current car. Is it a good idea? Two people bought that pastor. How many people buy my car? One person. I thought you say me. I will buy it. One day somebody came to my office. Just about 3 months we were there together. Came to my office. Sir Apostle, don't worry, I'll buy you a car. But I want to check the person's tithing cry, he doesn't pay. Tithe cry, don't pay. I say, you think God is a joker? You are come to buy a car. The moment you buy, if you are not a tither and you buy me a car, you have stolen it. You are an armed robber. We are not going into that today. So the first rule is what? Oh. The first rule is what? Money is not to be loved. Money is not to be loved. Don't love money. Man of God, if you love money, you can't be a pastor. The love of money can take you. Hey, this contract has come. Hey, this one is here. Hey, I have to go here. Hey, why you don't go to church? I was here. I was working. Hey, so what should happen to the sheep? They can die. Pastor, when I come, I'll look for another one. That's what you're telling God. Money is not to be loved. I say money is not to be... Yeah. Number two. Wisdom in relating with money. Matthew 6, the verse number 24. No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. Then he said, you cannot serve God and money or mammon. The word mammon there means money. You cannot serve God and money. So what the scripture is telling you is that one way to escape, you are not supposed to serve money. Because the truth is, if you fall in love with money, you will serve money. Now, when you serve money, you can't serve God. So Jesus is saying that if you want to avoid serving money, serve God. Because as you serve God, You can't serve money. Sometimes those of us who serve God, we look very useless. Especially when we stand in front of people who serve money. We look very useless. Or you don't agree? Because people who have money can have whatever they want to buy. They can go here and there. And then maybe I'm a pastor or I'm a church administrator or I'm a this thing. Like, I'm serving the Lord. I'm my focus, preaching, prayer, doing that. Do you know many a times you it's difficult for some pastors to pay their children's fees? Yeah. But I will show you why some of these things happen. You get what I'm trying to say? It's not supposed to be so, okay? There is a dimension of trial and temptation that a believer goes through and bring you to a place where certain things you want, you may not even get it instantly. Sometimes the Lord may just delay certain things for you, not to destroy you, but to improve you and to get you better. One of the things I've realized is that whatever you put your heart in, Satan attacks it to get hold of your heart. But if your heart, your trust is in God, he cannot attack God. So you become safe. So there's a situation where you can see a pastor struggling and suffering and this thing. Many a times it's not supposed to be so. It is either the pastor is not amplifying his ministry, he's not being faithful, or he's not applying the wisdom. And I'm going to show you, see the scriptures. He's not applying the wisdoms he's supposed to apply to make that money, and he's finding himself wanting. Amen. I have been hearing a lot of people saying that, oh, if you're a pastor, you must be working. You must be working. Look, can I tell you something? Whatever Jesus did do, it's not what you have been called to do. Even Paul, they have been using Paul. Even Paul, he was a tent maker. Can I tell you something? What caused Paul to be a tent maker? Do you know Paul was a lawyer? A professional lawyer? Hello? Hello? Do you know Paul was a professional lawyer? So how did he end weaving tent to take care of himself? Because the church was wicked to him. At the point he told the Thessalonica church, he said, look at the Philippians, Philippians or the whatever. He said, they took care of my needs. He was telling them. They took care of, that means that Paul had needs. One day he asked him, he said, when I came to you people, did I rob you of anything? He said, I was a tent maker. I was making tent. You think he was happy? He became so because people who were there to support him, the ministry, they were not doing it. The Bible says when you minister unto them spiritual things, they are supposed to minister unto you physical things. A pastor's money must not buy a car. You should be able to look that my pastor is going here. He will need a car. I will buy a car because you have been given a chance to go out there and come in. My pastor is not having it. I will take care of it. My pastor is not having it. Amassing wealth. You are taking care of the ministry that is covering you. As simple as that. As simple as that. As simple as that. But today we are in a ministry, a church where we have come to a place where even the members want the pastor. I don't know whether they want the pastor to do things for them. When God was distributing, I don't know whether it's even good for me to go there. Let me go there a little. When God was distributing the lands for the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, the only tribe, it was the Levite tribe. The Levite tribe is the priesthood tribe. Was the only tribe he never gave them land. Why? Told them not to go and work. I don't know where people get that theory from. I heard a preacher man saying that if you're a pastor and you are not doing anything, you are not working, you are a scammer. Ah! I respect the man of God. He's a good, true man of God. You see, you can be a true man of God by making errors. Especially when you begin to speak on topics which are not your area. You can make errors. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when he made that, I said, whoa, this is a big bomb. This is a big bomb. Then I think I'm the number one scammer. But can anybody here say that I have scammed him? No. He never gave the tribe of Levite a land. So all the other tribe, Judah, Benjamin, whatever, they all had lands. But Levites never had a land. and he told them they should take care of the services of his house. And then instructed the other 11. This is how the tithing came about. He instructed the other 11 that when they harvest their crop, one tenth of it should be brought to the household so that there will be food in his house. Why? Because there are workers there. So, if God tells you that you are a thief because you are not paying tithe, is it not true? Because he told you to bring that. You are not bringing it, you are keeping it. So, if you are here and you are not a tither, you are a thief. You are not stealing from men, you are stealing from God. Hey! You there, you are stealing from God. Divine thief. It's so wrong. And do you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that the curse, listen, some of it is dangerous. The Bible says that the curse will not depart from the house of the thief. It's in the scriptures. Matthew and Grand also said that. So you being a thief in Titan, he said the curse, a specific curse, will not depart from the house of the thief. Me, I pay tithe. As me as a pastor, I pay tithe too. I pay tithe. Where's your tithe, whatever? Look on it. I pay tithe. Even yesterday, I paid my tithe. The moment a seed offering comes to me, I pay my tithe. I pay tithe. And this church, this whole church, every offering that comes here, we pay tithe. Why are you a member of this commission and you're not paying tithe? When you don't say pay big, no matter how little it is, pay. If you are faithful in the little, you will be faithful in the greater one. God will also bless you. Yeah. Some of you are not getting blessed. God, you see, God, there is a genuine, listen to me. There are people who are not paying tithe, but they still have money. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Your tithing does not guarantee possession of money. It is never written anywhere in the Bible. Get it? But it guarantees you divine security. Number two, it qualifies you for divine direction and revelation. He said, I will open the windows of heaven. When you are in your room and you open your window, what do? You open the window, one, to take a view of what is happening out there. So things that other people in other places cannot see, by accessing through a window, you are able to see. Number two, it says, Titan is a medium of refreshment. Because when you open a window, ventilation now begins to do what? So you can be with somebody, you realize that certain sicknesses, haven't you realized that I'm Christians, there are certain sicknesses, it doesn't happen to them. Certain sicknesses, no. But if you're not a fighter, you will labor and you will never sit up. The Bible says he would rebuke the devourer for your sake. He'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. So number two is, do not serve money. Don't serve money. That means that don't do any activity because money has instructed you to do it. Because it can let you lose your conscience. Are you getting me? It can let you lose your conscience. It can let you lose your conscience. Jesus said that you cannot serve God and save money. So the way to avoid serving money is to focus on serving God. How do I serve God? If I go out there and I'm working and I'm going to get a lot of money, the first thing that comes into my mind is the joy that I'm going to, one, pay my tithe. One, I am going to have the ability to support the expansion of the kingdom of God. I'm going to help. Look, as I came here and I was parked in the car and I was able to help somebody who is not my blood. I don't know him from Adam. And I was able to, by revelation, help him to survive yesterday and cross over hunger into the next day. This is why we are supposed to have power. Because if you don't do it, certain wicked people will not give that person that money. Even that one, some people are even looking for his head to go and use it for money. This is why we need kingdom financial empowerment. Are you following what I'm trying to say? Yeah. As we are here, our Chelsea church has not gotten accommodation. One person could have just gotten up. How much is it? How much? Less than 30,000 Ghana cedis. What is 30,000? Less than 30,000. One person could just get up. Pastor, I'm taking care of that thing. And do you know how many years that 30,000 can give the church? That Chelsea church, look at, there are a lot of testimonies. Where's Pastor Paul? He's not here. There are a lot of testimonies, lot of countless testimonies that are unfolding at our Chelsea. The question is, if we get there, what will happen? So, you see where the enemy has gone. He has gone through money to block our progress. Paul says something. He said, a great and a fervent door has opened unto me, but the enemy has risen against me. There is a constraint. So sometimes the constraints for us to access great and mighty doors is on inability to have money. I was here when the scripture union came to me and they were like, they have opportunity. There is an open door for them to do a crusade here and there, blah, 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 blah. I sat them down, gave them direction, and whatever I can do to support, I did it. Money is a force that can blow poverty away. We need to have it. It's a type of anointing. Father, I pray every spirit of poverty, go away. Stop that. Put it in his pocket and see if it will not go away. Put that thing in his pocket and see if it will not go away. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Sincerely, if your money in your pocket doesn't have power. Listen, money in your pocket doesn't have power to clear poverty. It's the truth. It is money in your brain. Money in your mind. That is what overcomes poverty. When money is in your pocket, it's not anointing enough to clear poverty. It's the money in your brain that clears poverty. Are you following what I'm trying to say? We have to be financially empowered. So we step to a chance. We can send missionaries to other places. We can do many mighty things. Many mighty things. Any kingdom person that is blessed financially can never ever boast of how much is in his account. He can only boast of how much he has been able to do for the Lord. Yeah. That's what I'm telling you. What a joy it is. There are many people in this church. Because of the blessing the Lord gives me financially, they've been able to finish tertiary. Am I not happy? I should be happy. They are empowered. At one point, I heard some news in town that, oh, KMC pastor, he doesn't allow his people to go to school. Me? I don't allow you to go to school. What are you doing in the house? The pastor himself is schooling every day. He's schooling every day. I school myself every day. I run online courses every day. Every morning, I'm reminded to go to class on my this thing. When the force of money came into my hand, I was able to help people to go. So now, if you open your mouth and say, that pastor, he doesn't even allow people to go, I will just bring one person out. Hey, who took you to school? If I can take somebody to school, will I not allow somebody who has money and want to go? Satan is talking in the ears of people and they are supporting him. They don't know. And I'm surprised that we are able to believe such things. Hallelujah. Are you getting blessed here? May you be empowered though. I say, may you be empowered though. Some of this knowledge is because it is not there. With this knowledge is because it is not there. If we have this knowledge, okay? If we have this knowledge, we will not struggle to be rich and to be blessed. Yes. We will not struggle to be rich and to be blessed. Because when God knows that bringing you money will destroy you, it will be the reason why you don't have. Because some of you are here. Hey, one day I asked somebody a question. I said, have you held 1,000 Ghana cedis and it is yours? And you're like, he said, no. I said, wow. Your status will change. 1,000 Ghana cedis. Some of you are here. If your business, man of God, just it is Tuesday service. Tuesday service. You're a pastor. I'm going to tempt you. That's how I not tempt the Lord thy God. I won't tempt you. Somebody invites you for a contract. Charlie, come and see it right now. This contract, know that Charlie, if it succeed, I'm going to have about 30,000 Ghana cedis in just 3 days. and it's a Tuesday service, and you are supposed to be in service. In fact, you are not the one even preaching. You are supposed to be here. Will you come? Will you come? Now, the answer shows the state of your heart. Now, that contract will never come to you because God knows that the day to come, you will not be with him. You get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. God knows. God knows. You think it was not painful for me to carry my Mercedes Benz and just drop it? Oh, let me just give this car out. Sold it. We sold it. I sold it very cheap because we needed money to finish works here. Sold it very, very cheap. I dropped it just like that. I'm going to tell you something serious. You'll be very surprised that for you to know that God is the one who gave me those cars. Why I gave it out? It was terrible. Walking, going up and down. It was some way. Thank God for some people in church who assisted us with their vehicles. When the time came, God sent me two beautiful cars. He sent me two. No. You, thank you for your clap. May they clap for you one day too. You have a good testimony of clapping for people who are getting blessed. May you also be clapped for one day. When you look into the Bible, I want to show you something. If you are a serious Bible student, or if you are a serious faith man, you work it. The Bible says, you know that among the gift of the Spirit, when it comes to miracle, he calls it the working of miracles. So it means that if you want a miracle, you work it out. Some of you are waiting for it to happen. If it calls for a seed sowing, sow it. We work it out. Do a workout, calculation. 2x2, 3, 3x3. Pshum. Now a fire. Like 3 days ago, you know. Pshum. Me who answer me so a fire. Pshum, pshum, pshum. 3. 3 bullets. And to me penaya. And say me pshum 3 in a shame. Pshum, 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 pshum. Yeah. And you are there. Wow. You there. You are an expert in clapping for people's testimonies. Work it. When I gave out a Mercedes Benz, God says, I'll surprise you. Then God fired me. He said, you know what I'm going to do first? I'm going to give you a 4x4. Because if we are to die right now, if there's supposed to be an earthquake right now, I may be sitting in the 4x4. I will open the gate and start running. Would you open the gate and start running? We will open and we will start running. It means that we will run and leave what we honored many years ago. Be careful of the things that you protect with your life. There are certain things that are designed to protect your life instead of you protecting it. You get what I'm trying to say here? Yeah. It's a great blessing. I know what I'm talking about. It's a great blessing to be kingdom-minded. It's a great blessing. Jesus said it straight. He said, no one, not even a single person, no one can serve two masters. He said, either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. So some of you, you cannot say, I hate God, but your devotion towards God is little. He's saying it. Then he said that you cannot serve both God and money. You can't serve God and money. Choose God. Say, I'll choose God. I'll choose God. I'll choose God all the time. I'll choose God all the time. That is worthy. Never give the place of God to anything. Never. Whoever is calling you, whoever says what, whoever, how much he says he's going to give you. It is time for the things of God. It is time for my quiet time. It is time for church. It is time for this. And nothing is so important. Let God feel, wow. Just imagine you're in love with somebody and you call the person and he say, oh, my friend is calling me here. So I'll talk to you later. Look at how you will feel. How jealous you feel. God has already told us plainly, in plain words, said, I am a jealous God. You are still triggering his jealousy. You're a wicked guy. He will deal with you. He will deal with you. God will break your heart one day. Or you think he can't break your heart? One day you come and look for him, he was not there. He will not be there. Because when he was looking for you, you were not there. Never. Man of God has said, never. Don't do it. Never. Never. The Bible says to the faithful, he showed himself faithful. And to the shrewd, he showed himself shrewd. This has been my life. These are the reasons why all this time, having the opportunity to travel outside the country, I have never chosen them. Because I look at it, I'm inconvenient. Look at the church is moving from here to here. We are in a transition. And now I have a visa. I want to travel to US. Then so let me go. Ah, go and do what? I ask myself, when I go, what am I going to do? The worst I'm going to do is to go and scrap something and find money and do what? Then write and then take pictures, put it on Facebook, and do what? Ah. I was talking to my uncle. He said, me person me better na Ghana. My bread, me person me better na Ghana. O person better na Ghana. O say, hey, ah, nye is you. A butcher, 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 butcher. Hey, ukrumu, ukrumu. O kasa sa. Me say, hey, that is a baye yesi mbo eno. Baye yesi. Baby, you see the way he, when he was here, he was struggling to go. When he got there, he's struggling to come back. Yeah. Never, never. I'm not saying that if you have opportunity to travel, you shouldn't do. But you see, always calculate what is needful, necessary. What is needful? You have married just not too long, just married. No. Say, I have to travel. You are leaving your wife or your husband. You are traveling. You are going where? Money. The love of money is determining how the marriage will go. Me call my befano. Who do you also be a fano? Unyo be an wawano. Baby Edruni de. Me ye 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 ye. I know a man who waited for the wife over 30 years. Yes. 30 years. When he was telling him, said, David, I loved my wife. And the woman told this my godfather. He says that if you get a young girl and you want to marry, you can marry. The woman didn't come back to come. And then the woman died. This is my godfather. I have his pictures of mine. He said, it's so painful. I never saw her face again. Just for money. Money died. As I'm talking to you right now, he's seen a lot of ashenama. Oluma, you know, so we're broken heart to say stroke. Why BBB? Why BBB? I am a ya. The man stood to take care, to raise Manu, to raise 7 children. He didn't take any woman. She didn't go, he didn't go after any girl. He didn't know. Just I saw him myself. This is the man that taught me how to be a father to children. And I love Papa Nyamede. I love Terrace. I love Kenjo. I'm happy. When I wake up and I'm driving them to school, I become happy. When I have to go and bring them from school, I become happy. I love them. Love your children, my brother. Love them. That's the meaning of life. One day when you are dying, you'll be happy that you spent your life on the people you were responsible for. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Charlie, I have preached by. I believe I have preached by. Just 2 points. Just 2 points. Do I didn't finish. It's okay for you. If I'm allowed by the Lord to continue, I'll come and continue. But you need these two wisdom. Just these two wisdom, Christ is powerful. Number one, love not money. Number two, do not serve money. Serve God. The wisdom of relating with what? Money. Any question at this point? Ask me questions. I love to hear questions whenever I teach. Whenever I teach, if you ask me questions, I become very happy. My anointing is dead. Yeah. My son wants to ask his father a question. Wow.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Welcome.
Please, I remember whilst you were preaching, you said that sometimes God wouldn't give you money because he knows that if he gives you money, you wouldn't be righteous or you wouldn't... Yes, it can destroy you. So for me, I wanted to ask, how can you overcome it so that God will give you money?
I've already taught you about this, that serve God. Are you getting me? Serve God. Serve God. One day, like, for example, one day we needed a keyboard in the church to play. And we realized that a church member in the church has a keyboard in his house. And we did everything. He never brought a keyboard. He never brought a keyboard for us to use it to. I had a keyboard. It was here. He was playing. Where's my bass guitar? You have rejected it now. So the first bass guitar is my own keyboard. I mean, and I made sure that every naming ceremony or baby dedication of all my three children, all the monies people give us in this church here, all of you are witnesses, we used it to buy something. Papa Nyamidi's own bought our first Yamaha keyboard, and Kenjo's own bought, what did Kenjo's own buy? Mesa, our old Mesa, and then Terras. I don't remember what Terras own bought, but it bought something. So I just did that. That was a kingdom investment for them. Just they grew. I let you know how to invest in the things of God, how to love the things of God, how to pursue. So serve God. If you serve God, the Lord will know that your heart is so trained towards the kingdom that if he gives you something, you don't go and chase girls with it, you don't go and drink with it, you don't go and misbehave with it, it will serve the Lord. It will work for the Lord. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So you should just train your heart to go after the things of God. That's all. Okay, let me hear this. This hand went out up before.
Daddy, thank you so much for this opportunity. This is a challenge to me and a friend. And we stay with somebody. The person is closer to the altar. He's a singer. And he's a businessman too. But this man sometimes chooses business than going to serve in the house of God. And you being under the person, when you are leaving to a different church too, he's complaining. So in this aspect, should we obey him or go to church? Because sometimes you go and come, you'll be saying a whole lot of things about you. You are disrespectful. He will insult you. A whole lot of manners and other things. So, Daddy, in this situation, how do we go about it?
This is no money matter. This is loyalty matter. You understand it? This is loyalty matter. And I cannot say much until I know the detail of whatever is happening. Why are you leaving to another church? He didn't leave to another church. He went to work to bring money to come and pay you, to take care of you. Sunday, he's a pastor or what? A singer?
Please.
Okay, say he's not a minister. He's a singer. The fact that a person sings does not necessarily mean that he has a heart for God.
Okay,
sir. Do you understand it? Okay, that is sir. One. Number two, there are people who are called, listen to me, there are people who are called to be on the money field.
Okay.
To make money. That's their calling. These people, they are called to make money to support a kingdom. But to know that a person is called to make money to support a kingdom is to see a person who does not, like you are saying, Sunday, leave the things of God and go after money. No.
Okay, sir.
It is the love of God in his heart that makes him get and now fuel it. Do you understand it?
Okay,
I have a friend. He was sleeping, my own friend, Prophet Papu. He was sleeping when they needed a land. Prayed, and there's a man, a businessman, who called him at night and gave him $4 billion to go and look for a land and buy. How much it will be, he should come for the rest. In the night, he said that while he was sleeping, there was pressure on him to do that. And that's where they are building their temple right now.
Wow.
And while they are building, there are many people that started giving, and kingdom people, we call people kingdom financiers. Do you understand it?
Okay,
of which you can also align yourself to be. It depends on the state of your heart.
Okay,
you get what I'm trying to say?
Okay,
so I can't talk much about this person, but I will condemn the fact that he prioritized the things or the things of Mammon over the things of God, as long as the timings of God is concerned.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Daddy, thank you for the opportunity. God bless you.
This must be the last question, I'm sure.
Yeah, Daddy. I'm a business. Let's say I'm a banker. I report to my supervisors. And I'm also a pastor, or I'm a Christian. I love God. I'm responsible for so many things at my workplace. And I'm supposed to report to my supervisor every day and see to it that I close whatever statement or whatever thing I need to do before I'm allowed to leave, because my job role or responsibility is very sensitive. So it happens to be like on Tuesdays or on Fridays or certain church meeting times, my responsibility seems to clash with my coming to church. How is this still, does this still translate to be the love of serving money, mammon, or is it supposed to be something that God will understand?
I told you God is processing to understand something. I don't know whether I have to read, but when you read the book of Exodus, for the fact that the children of Israel were found in Egypt, they had taskmasters they were to obey. So where you find yourself will determine the taskmaster over you. Do you understand it? And then you have to give to Caesar what Caesar belongs to Caesar. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Now, you being like Gina has been coming from, New Abrim. She got from New Abrim to church. Every day. Drive from New Abrim to church. But he doesn't drive. I don't know why she doesn't drive. That one is a issue between she and the husband. They will solve it. And the thing is, if you love God, listen to me very careful. If you love God and love the things of God, there is no way your work will interfere with your calling. The moment it's interfering with your calling, you can gain a wisdom, okay, of delegation. That you can delegate somebody, Charlie, I will be late this time, so I'll be there. We can see truly, even the way you run to church, the moment you close, we know that, Charlie, you love the Lord, but for this work. But there are some of you, as I'm tired, though, I didn't even close earlier. Meanwhile, whilst you were coming, you passed through tilapia joint. You went to wait your time there, talk small, and now you are not coming. You are using everything as an excuse. I mean, your misbehavior. You are blaming your boss and the job for it. Meanwhile, you know very well you could have made time to be here. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? There are many times when my family was in Koforidua, like by now, when I close, I'm supposed to be traveling. 9 o'clock, I'm now leaving here. I have to be in Koforidua to be with them, at least spend Wednesday, Thursday. Friday, I have to be here. And mommy will close work Friday, 5 o'clock. So I make sure I wash the car, fill everything, fill the petrol, and go and wait. By 4:30, I'm in front of her office. 5 o'clock, bang, I'm moving. If she delays 1 minute, she's in trouble. And I have to make sure I am here. You people are all witnesses. You saw me go and come. And I will be there for service. Sometimes park the car and I'm going into the pulpit. That I'm taking care of my family should not be the reason why the work of God should suffer. Should suffer. That's the thing. So now you see me driving and speeding and you're thinking, oh, Pastor, no. I believe it is God's gift to help me get here early and our cow. Because the gift is without repentance. The gift is without repentance. And the Lord kept me, no accident, nothing. All the accidents, I escaped it. All the armed robbery attacks, I escaped it. I'm here. So if you love God, we know you love God. If we love God, we know you love God. This man, he can travel to Bonn. He's going to do amazing work. And it is Sunday, he will run back to Anama and say, nowadays, he has not been coming to church. Ask him why. His love is now a senior love of God. Our own is voice of God's love. I don't know his problem. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Or it's not true? If you love the person, you love. Yeah. Look at how sleepy you are, always feeling, and you want to call your fiance before you sleep. No excuse. You are feeling sleepy. Charlie, I just wanted to talk to you before I sleep. Adi Chala Taya. Hey, ne. Now, if I come on, when you be about 12 hours. Yeni mninya, peni no binye bidia. Akolade, biya ibi. Amen. Namishaye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can subscribe. You can share with your friends. Take a screenshot and share it on your social stories and tag us at KMC Worldwide. For more information, visit kmcworldwide.org. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.